back to front, front to back. This or that is the game. Here on the K92 Morning Bang with your host, Antoine Terrell. Oh, woo!
Celebrity either or. The game where I give Zach and Monica two different celebrities and I give them a fact that applies to one of the celebrities and they have to guess who it's about.
And there is no other game that we play where there is a potential for wild comebacks,
yes,
massive failures, and my rage. Mm-hmm. They really all come together in this game, celebrity either or. And your task is very simple playing along at home. One, you can just play the home game version and try to figure it out for yourself. Also, you're going to text in to 52353. Let us know who you think is going to win. And we're going to try to win you a four-pack of passes to the Lehman Family Farms Fall Festival. You can go to lehmanfamilyfarms.com for all the details, COVID policies, all that stuff. But let's play the game.
And the way the game works, there are two rounds. In the first round, it's the best of five. There will be five facts given. However many they get right, those points carry over to the second round. The second round is the streaking round where you go until you miss one.
We're going streaking!
Here we go.
All right, so Zach, since you lost last week, thanks, Monica, you won last
reminder.
Week.
Hey,
just
thanks.
A reminder.
Way to double down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Zach, since you lost last week.
Right. I know. I don't even need the reminder. Monica does need the reminder, which, of course, makes me even madder, but whatever. All right. Fine.
So, Zach, yeah, since Monica won last week, I just mm-hmm. like saying it over and over again. You get to decide if you want the first pair of celebrities or if you want to give those to Monica. They are Tim Burton versus Christopher Nolan.
Ooh.
And I will tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell me who directed what movie. Because they are both movie directors, so I'm going to give you five movies, and you have to say whether it's a Tim Burton movie or a Christopher Nolan movie.
Hmm. I am going to take it.
All right, Tim Burton, Christopher Nolan, you're going to take it.
Yes, I'm going to take it. I think I can figure out these movies, and Monica, I don't think, would actually know the movies, but just, I think, I don't know, she's just going to guess her way into it. So I'm going to at least fail or succeed on my own today. Give me them, thank you.
All right, so your first movie.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Tim Burton.
Correct.
Yeah.
Your next movie.
I would
know
some of the movies.
Okay. But I didn't know how familiar you were with like Tim Burton versus Christopher Nolan. That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
All right.
Exactly. Are you still there? Okay, there you go.
I was waiting for the next movie.
Okay, I thought maybe your thing cut out. I'm like, where'd she go? Okay.
All right. Batman Returns.
Batman Returns is Tim Burton.
Correct.
Okay.
The Prestige.
The Prestige.
I don't even know the movie.
I loved it. This is a movie I would recommend you to watch.
What's it about?
I can't tell you.
Christopher Nolan.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, can you tell me?
it's about like two magicians, two battling magicians.
Oh, I saw that. I did see that
with
movie.
With Hugh Jackman and
the other guy.
Bale, Christian Bale.
Yes, yeah. I saw that movie.
Really good
because
movie.
Our old producer, who was a big movie nerd, said it was the greatest movie of all time.
I wouldn't call it that, but it's really good.
I thought it was all right.
All anyway. Right, next one. Dumbo.
I didn't realize that was a Christopher Nolan one. I believe Dumbo is a Tim Burton production.
That's correct.
Okay.
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight is a Christopher Nolan production.
Correct.
All right.
You got all five.
Monica, did you know those?
Woo!
Would you have gotten those?
I had four.
Okay. Yeah. See, I thought she would do pretty well in that one. So five for me. I like it. Next one.
All right.
One,
so, Monica, you didn't get Tim Burton versus Christopher Nolan. Instead, you have James Cameron versus Michael Bay.
Ooh.
Same thing. Movie directors. I'm going to give you five movies. Oh, you man. Tell me what movie they directed.
I was so rooting for you to put Adam Sandler in his directorial debuts.
I know.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Oh, gosh.
Armageddon.
Armageddon. That was, see, I'm already stumped with this one now. James Cameron.
Incorrect. Michael Bay.
Yep.
All right, next movie. Pain and Gain. Pain and Gain.
Was that the one with The Rock or
Can't
something?
Answer.
Can't answer.
Can't tell you.
Okay. Oh, okay. Michael Bay.
Correct. And it was The Rock and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. I think I'd heard something that movie actually wasn't
that was
bad.
Funny, I think.
It wasn't the worst movie. It wasn't as bad as the trailers made it look out to be.
Because it was one of those movies where it was kind of bad on purpose.
Yes.
So that makes it better because it already knows it sucks. So anyway, 1 point.
Avatar. James Cameron or Michael Bay?
So I feel like that's a Michael Bay. I think that was Michael Bay. But I don't know. James Cameron.
I knew you were going to do that.
Of course
I knew you were going to do it. I knew you were going to go. What? Anytime you whisper to yourself, you're going another way. Yeah. That's correct.
Oh, yeah, that definitely. It's got to be a Michael Bay movie. I totally think that's a Michael. It's James Cameron. Yes, that's correct. God! All right.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Michael Bay.
Incorrect.
No.
James Cameron.
What?
You said that with confidence.
I know. You were confident about
that.
No, this is James Cameron.
Wrong.
All right, your last one of the first round. You have 2 points. Titanic.
Oh, who did that suck movie? Michael Bay.
What?
What would you say?
I said Michael Bay.
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
No. Wow.
That's James Cameron.
That is shocking. Yeah, I did terrible with it.
How did you not know?
I know.
Man.
Wow. Okay.
Remember he said I'm the king of the world or whatever it was?
Well, she probably remembers the movie, just not so much. Yeah.
No, I meant, and when he won the Oscar.
Oh, he did say that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't pay any attention. I never really watched the movie either.
I know.
Nope.
I had no idea.
All right. Well, you know the story. I was like, do I need to watch the movie?
Okay, now we get into round two.
All right, Monica, you're going to go first. You need to get three to force a tiebreaker.
I'd like to point out we were in basically this same position last week, and I lost.
Well, good luck. All right, Monica.
I felt very sincere.
Unless
thank
it's sports.
You.
Your two celebrities are Tom Hanks versus Tom Cruise. Mm. Battle of the Toms.
Tommy.
Of the Thomases.
Tommy.
All right. I won an Oscar for playing Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's Tom Hanks.
That's correct.
Can you imagine Tom Cruise as Forrest Gump? That'd be great.
I have been married to Nicole Kidman and Katie Holmes.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Correct.
See, I'm scared because Monica knows her Tom Cruise, man. She is dialed in on that little man.
You can't talk about Tom Cruise. You get in trouble.
I know.
Well, because they're the same height. I am an advocate.
To be clear, Antoine said that, Tom, if you're listening. Just so you know.
Yep. He said it.
Yeah. I am an advocate for Scientology.
Tom Cruise.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, green fingers.
I don't mess with green finger man.
All right. So at least now it's definitely a tiebreaker. So Zach, you at least
I'm screwed. She's going to run the table on this one.
I am older at 64 years of age.
64. Mm. Okay. 64. Because how old? Because Tom Cruise doesn't have an age, but he could be up there.
He's like Mariah Carey.
You got to cut him open and count the rings around his root.
You
a tree.
Around the green fingers.
You do.
I am older at 64 years of age.
Tom Hanks.
That's correct.
Of course. You honestly think Tom Cruise is 65 years old?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know with Tom Cruise anymore.
All right, just run the table, would you?
In 2006, Forbes named me the most powerful celebrity in the world. In 2006.
Tom Cruise.
Correct.
Yep. She has the cover on her wall. I'm telling you, she knows.
I have won more Golden Globe Awards, 4-3. I have won one more Golden Globe Award.
One more. Tom Hanks.
That's correct.
Of course. Tony, she's going to run the table. How many more?
Sorry. There's four more.
Okay.
I have been in 11 movies since 2010. I've been in 11 movies since 2010.
Tom Cruise.
That's correct.
Telling you.
Tom Hanks has been in 20.
Really?
He's been in 20
Man,
in the past 10 years.
I don't even feel like he's been in many movies lately.
All right. October 10th is my day in Japan. So October 10th is
Tom Cruise.
That's correct.
See, she knows. It's on her calendar. It's a phone reminder. She knows it's coming up. She's got her presents together for Tom Cruise Day.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
According to Ancestry.com, I am related to Abraham Lincoln.
That's Tom Hanks.
That's correct.
Of course. I'm telling you. I hate you.
I have never appeared on Saturday Night Live.
Tom Hanks.
That's incorrect.
Wow.
Oh.
I'm shocked you got that one wrong. Tom Hanks, you can barely get him off Saturday Night Live. He's on there all the flipping time. Wow.
Wow, you got nine, though.
Of course you did.
So, Zach.
Oh. I'm dead.
Zach, you need six.
No, you're not.
Oh, I'm dead.
Zach, you need six to force a tiebreaker. Your celebrities are, go until you miss one, Ryan Reynolds versus Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah, because they battle each other all the time.
Social media, they go back and forth nonstop. All right.
Go for
it. You need six.
All right.
I play the character of Deadpool.
Okay. Ryan Reynolds.
Correct.
Yay!
I was born in Vancouver, Canada.
Ryan Reynolds.
Correct.
Yay!
I starred in the musical The Greatest Showman.
Hugh Jackman.
Correct.
Yay! Come on!
My most famous movie character, his name was Logan.
That's Wolverine's name. Hugh
That's
Jackman.
Correct.
All right.
I have won.
Oh, God, here we go.
A Grammy.
A Grammy.
A Grammy.
Hugh Jackman does a lot of singing. Greatest Showman soundtrack. Hugh Jackman.
Correct.
Oh!
All right, you need one more to force a tiebreaker.
Come on.
Oh.
I got kicked out of high school for stealing a car.
Kicked out of high school? High school dropout? Oh, man. Just seems like something Mr. Funny Man, Mr. Prankster, Mr. Sarcastic Deadpool would do. And then they probably just forgive him because he's so charming and cute and all those things. And they just gave him a diploma. Like, you know, we're going to kick it. You just don't even have to come anymore. You're awesome. Go be famous.
This is the Zach Morris of Canada.
Yeah, exactly. The Zach Morris of Canada. That's a good name for Ryan Reynolds. I'm going to go with Ryan Reynolds on this one.
That's correct.
Yes!
All right. So you need one more and you win.
Coming from the death.
One more and you win.
Here we go.
I starred in the not so much hit TV show, Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
Yes.
I remember that show.
I would like to point out that I watched this show.
I remember it because it had such a goofy name.
It was
so
such long.
A weird, wacky show.
It would never come up in the TV guide because the name was too long.
I think Ryan Reynolds was on that show. I really do. I'm going to go with Ryan Reynolds.
Zach? You'd be correct.
Yes.
Good job. It's Ryan Reynolds.
Congrats.
That was a fight.
Greatest fight in the history of celebrity either or.